All right, welcome back. Welcome back on Kuf Pei Zayin. You heard right, Kiwi. In the Oilam Chesed. In the Oilam Chesed. And we're back. We're running. We're gunning. We're striving and thriving. Doing great things. Let's go weiter. V'yesh anashim shemuchanim liten lachem. There are certain people who are ready to give to others. With the one condition, as long as the thing isn't special to their liking. Meaning, I'm happy to give, but as long as it's not something I really want myself. Let's say a person's got some cookies. He's got some cookies, or he's got any delicacy or treat that he wants to eat for himself. It's going to be difficult for him to give it to others. Because he wants it himself. This person needs to teach himself, to train himself. Lishbor midos hanochius. He has to break the mida that's self-centered. He has to break the mida that's just about me, 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 all day, every day. Ulekachad mishalov litin chaveru. He has to take from himself and give to his friend. Vleskor shebechalukas ugia. And he has to remember, by giving the cookie, he can merit the world to come. Because it's all about giving. That's why, as we discussed many, many times, that's what we're in this world to do. Is to give. And to give. And to give more. And that's what it's about. You know, it's easy to give when we don't want the thing. Yeah, here you go, here you go. But what's the real test? What's the real challenge? When we want the thing. When we desire it. When we're hungry for it. But we're able to overcome our self-centered approach. And nonetheless, give to somebody, ooh, that's giving. V'amru Chazal, it says in Prikei Avot, in the Ethics of the Fathers, Tein lo mishalo, give him from what is his, Shata v'shalcha shalo, because you and yours, shalo, really belong to him. Lo'uch lom sricha man l'skor sh'aguf shalanu, we have to remember that our bodies, v'nechasim shalanu, and our possessions, nitein lanu rak kadei lavod et Hashem Yisbarach. We have to remember, everything we have in this world is a gift. All of our body, our abilities, our property, our capabilities, our talents, our kochos, is all a gift to serve the Eibishter, to serve Avinu Shebashamayim. V'chol ma she'anu osim v'anu notnim hu be'emes rak mishalo. And everything we do and everything we give in reality is really from Hashem. Can never lose sight of that. We can never grow haughty or arrogant or gaivadik to think, oh, it's me, me, me. To realize that all that we've been given is a gift from the Lord above. And that gift is supposed to be spread out to the best of our ability. That gift is supposed to be generously distributed with a full heart, with a full soul. Weiter. I'm on the bottom of Kuf Pei Zayin. Avodas Amidos Zerak B'Nogei La'atzmo. Working on Midos only applies to ourselves. Well, what does that mean? So I will answer for you, Merms. Here we go. V'af. Shasurich adam lepros mitanigil amazeh. True, a person has to separate himself. He has to set up boundaries from the delicacies, from the desires, the pleasures of olam hazeh. Mikomakom zehu rak benugei la'atmo. That idea of spreading ourselves away, separating ourselves from the delicacies of this world, that applies to ourselves. Avalo b'nogeya lacher. That does not apply to other people, as we're going to explain. K'mo she'amru agon v'Yisrael salanter. This is why we came, for this quote alone. This is why, listen to this quote. This is a real collector's item. This is a real collector's item. This quote is pinned and on the Motechina Rebbe's wall every night. This is what he touches before he goes to sleep. This is a great quote. Ha'olam hazeh shechavercha. Hu ha'olam haba shelcha. Wow. The olam hazeh, your friend. The worldly needs, the pleasures, the desires of this world is the olam haba shelcha, is your olam haba. Mumblesim, write that down, photocopy it, hang it up in the locker and everywhere you go. Ha'olam hazeh shelcha vercha. The olam hazeh, your friend. Hu ha'olam haba shelcha, is your olam haba. Wow. Ubisifr Nativas Or, Katab Hashem of Israel, Shirov Midos Hatovos Himarak Pimashin Ogeel Adam Ba'atzmo. Most of the good Midos they only apply between man and himself. But when it comes to your friend, when it comes to your friend, you have to use all your strength in the opposite way. All the midos tovos that we discuss, that we strive for, that we live for, that we try to incorporate, that's between me and me. But not with our friends. For example, kamo levroch min hakavod hu mida yikara. We should always run away from honor. We should run away from honor. We should run away. Achim b'mashen ogei l'chaver amru abotein. But when it comes to our friends, what is they say in Pirkei Avos? Eizi mechuva de mechaver et debrios. Who's the honorable person? He who honors other people. So yes, ourselves, we should look for the kavod and for the aliyah and to be honored in a plaque. We shouldn't look for honor. But when it comes to our friends, you better honor them. You better give them your heart and your soul and honor them like a king and a queen. When it applies to me, I run away from honor. But I don't run away from honoring my friend. I honor him to the fullest extent. Ha'precious, ashir hi mailin iskav livnei aliyah. Same idea, precious, abstinence, staying away, holding yourself in check, in moderation, not going after every single woman desire, every single physicality in this world. It's a beautiful thing for Ben Aliyah. He rak b'bechinas adam la'atzmo, but again, that only applies to yourself. Avav mashenu gila tolas vanas chavero, when it comes to the benefit and the pleasure of your friend, hachov prusha lishtamesh hefecha precious. We have to go the opposite. When it comes to dealing with our friends, we go the opposite way. We should go out to the shuk and to the streets. To find and fulfill the benefit of our friends. And all the more so for people. See, as for ourselves, we should hold back in moderation. We don't need to get every single thing. We should lead in a very simple, humble, modest manner. But when it comes to our friends, get them. Give them the works, buy the stuff for them, lavish them, spoil them rotten. Give them the goods, honor them, give them the nice hana in this world. Because it's what it's all about. We work on ourselves, but when it comes to others, give them everything. V'okotav shem b'inyan bitachon, the same thing when it comes to bitachon. Hinei bitachon himida yikar v'chashuva ma'od. Bitachon is a midah that is very precious, very, very, very important. V'gvar muchazal b'sota daf memcheder also says in Sota, Rabbi Eliezer Agadol Omer, kol mi sheyesh lo papitzalo, whoever has bread in his basket, v'omer ma'achol u'machar, and he says, what am I going to eat tomorrow? Eino ela mikatnei emuna. Ayin sham. Somebody who has bread in his basket, he has what he has for today, but he's still worried, what's going to be tomorrow? What's it going to be? Chevro, what's it going to be? That's somebody who has a very small amount of emuna. Amnam zeh bevadei rak b'mashe nogei la'adam ba'atzmo. But this attitude, this mentality is certainly only applicable to between man and himself. Aval b'mashe nogei l'chavero, but when it comes to his friend, chalil lishtamesh negdo b'midazu. It's chalila if we should behave with this mentality, with this attitude towards our friends. Ki al chavero hachova alav l'do gavuro. Because when it comes to your friend, you need to worry about him. You need to be concerned about him. You need to be thinking about him. Okay, he's good today. What's going to be for him tomorrow? Mashi yochol machar. What's he going to eat tomorrow? V'gam liyamim marabim. And for many, many days. So for ourselves, this is so gavaldic, so beautiful. For ourselves, we should run away, shun away, shun honor. But with our friends, give them all the honor in the world. Praise them, honor them, they're kings and queens. The Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankiv, the Benois of Sar, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Honor them to that due honor they so richly deserve. When it comes to precious, abstinence, we stay away. We should refrain. But for our friends, give them the works, give them the taster's menu. Go all out. When it comes to bitachon, trust in the Eibishter, we ourselves have to know if we have what we have today. We don't always have to be worried about tomorrow or the next day. We have to work on that mid of bitachon on ourselves. But with our friends, we have to be thinking about, is he going to be okay? Is he going to be okay the next day? Is he going to be okay a few days from now? How's his high school experience going? Is he having a good freshman year, sophomore, junior, senior year? How's the Shana Aleph college and beyond? How's life treating him? We can't just think, oh, this, that. No, we have to be worried, really concerned. We should daven for our friends, for their hatzlacha. We should be looking out for the welfare. That's what this whole Sefer has been about. This whole Olam HaChesed is removing ourselves. We look down at our phones all day and live like robots and look inside ourselves and say, whoa, there's a whole new world out there. People that I could think about, that I could care about. And I don't have to be glued to my phone all day and literally oblivious to my surroundings. I should actually be somebody who cares. I could actually be somebody who looks beyond myself. Unfortunately, we live, like I've said, robotic and sometimes selfish lives. When the day is over, when the night is over, we have to be real and say, what did I do for somebody else today? Was my entire day worried about my schedule, my fantasy team, my likes on social media? Was that my entire existence? Or is it, wait a second, maybe I reached out. I reached out to a friend. I will help my parents, help my siblings. I didn't just live for myself. I lived for others. And that's a question every night we have to ask ourselves. Am I only living for myself or am I living for others? And if the answer is I'm only living for myself, it's time to turn it around, adjust, press reset. And let's finish up this paragraph. V'zeu tokecha l'mi she'enu mishtadil b'kol kocho l'mso shiduch l'chaveru v'chayoti v'zeh. And this is a rebuke for anybody who doesn't try with all his heart to find a shidduch for his friend. Marmelstein, we're going to find you that shidduch one day. Don't worry. Take it easy, big fella. Take it easy. We got time. Somebody that doesn't try hard to find a shidduch for his friend. V'toa lamar she'imu b'shert az yigamer gam b'li kol ishtalus. He's going to say, oh, it's a big mistake to say, oh, my friend, he'll find his b'shert. He'll find his shidduch. Why do I have to work so hard? That might be correct for yourself. You should have bitachon emuna, but not when it comes to your friend. No shortcuts. Have to go all out and be all in to ensure his success, to ensure finding his proper shidduch for him to get married in Mirtz Hashem. So remember, the rules that are relevant between us and ourselves are strongly and empathetically different between how it should govern the way we treat and act towards all of our chaverim. Ayasha koyach gadol.